this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, June 14th, 2006. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we share these messages each weekday morning. Today's message is titled, Such Were Some of You. And that phrase is taken from a wonderful scripture portion that Brooksine will read, 1 Corinthians 6, 9-11.
Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor homosexuals, nor thieves, nor the covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. Such were some of you. But you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of our God.
As I prepare today's message, I have a man on my heart. He's heavily trapped in alcoholism and mockingly declares that he's beyond hope and God would never love him. At this point, he's totally unreceptive to the gospel, and any attempt to share the Lord is met with scorn. I suppose many of you know people like this, whether it's alcohol, sexual immorality, or some other bondage to sin. And I'm quite sure some of you were once like this.
Tom, a longtime reader from Arizona, shared his testimony with us and gave us permission to share it in a message. I believe it will bless you even as it did us.
Well, I'm reading Tom's testimony right now, and I'll note when I get back to the regular exposition. For 30 years, I was a drunk, an intelligent drunk. I always worked and was good at my job, but I drank every day, from the time that I got off work until I went to bed. And on weekends, from the time I got up until I passed out. I admired good drinkers and only hung out with other drinkers. I wouldn't go anywhere that I couldn't drink. It's not as uncommon as you might think. No matter where I went, I was always able to find people just like me. It was a way of life, and I liked it. The only problem was I couldn't do anything else, at least not very well. I loved wood carving, but could only do it for a few hours at a time. I knew myself well enough to know that I could never do it for a living. It would get in the way of my drinking. My wife started going to church 60 miles away in Phoenix. She always asked me if I wanted to go, but never pushed. Eventually, I said okay, so she packed me a six-pack. 3 beers on the way to church and 3 for the ride home. A pretty good deal for me. I was content, and my wife was glad I was going to church. But then, after several months of this, on Super Bowl Sunday, 1997, halfway to Phoenix, I started to cry. I told my wife I had to be prayed for, that I had to quit drinking. That very day, I was prayed for, and I confessed my sins to Jesus and accepted the Lord into my life. That was the last day that I drank any alcohol. I had no side effects, no shakes, no bad dreams, no sleepless nights, and no desire to drink. Jesus took it away, and I'm free today. Thus, I read Tom's testimony. As I read it, I rejoice, and I also consider the daily passage. A lot of people squirm at it. It's not politically correct. You see, man either wants an excuse for evil or he wants to redefine it. But the scriptures forthrightly declare, the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God.
Emphatically, the text proclaims, do not be deceived. But so many are deceived today. Among the list of sins that exclude from the kingdom of God is drunkenness. Even as we prepare this message, reading and examining the text closely, we're aware of how this passage shapes so many. It tells us the truth, and so many just don't want the truth. They are deceived and want excuses. They want to be told that evil is good. Amazingly, the logic is so twisted that for many in today's world, a passage like this is considered unloving and even hateful.
But note the glorious gospel in this passage in the last verse. Such were some of you. But you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of God.
We delight in stories of changed lives like Todd's. Jesus Christ continues to save, wash, sanctify, and justify people all over the world. Many of you have a story like Tom's, though our testimonies vary in the nature of God's deliverance.
But if we've turned to the Lord, we can all joyfully declare,
I am washed, I am sanctified, and I am justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of God. Let's pray. Jesus, it is by your amazing grace that I rejoice in the glorious transformation that has changed my life completely and forever. For you delivered me from the domain of darkness and transferred me into the kingdom of your Son, in whom I have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Thank you for your glorious deliverance and heavenly transfer. And it is all because of your amazing love for me. Amen.
Amen. God loves each one of us. God loves that man I referred to in the story today in the beginning that is so hardened and unreceptive. I want you to know we especially pray today for listeners and readers who have loved ones trapped in alcoholism, drug addiction, sexual immorality, and other types of sinful bondage, they would turn to the Lord and be set free. Also pointed out in the email post today, and it's up on the website, we would sure be blessed to hear from, in this case, podcast listeners who have a testimony of deliverance and freedom. If you would like to share it with us, merely send it through our contact form. And if you just go to our website today, www.dailyencouragement.net, that form is on the main page, there's a link to the form. Just scroll down and you'll see that. Several places, in fact, I have the opportunity to contact us. I should have pointed out on my email post today, I can actually change it on the web. Obviously, I will not share anything specific. If it's a general type testimony that wouldn't have any identifiable features, I suppose I might take the liberty to share it. But we certainly honor people's confidentiality in this ministry. As I said, Tom had given us his permission. In fact, was very excited when he shared it that we might be using it in some type of daily encouragement message. Have a blessed day today. Stay encouraged and stay faithful.